Many communities across the country, including places like Madison and Milwaukee, recently chose to close several selected city streets and parkways to vehicle traffic during the COVID-19 pandemic. The idea was to open them up to walkers, runners, and bikers. Robert Schneider is an associate professor in the UW-Milwaukee Department of Urban Planning, specializing in sustainable transportation, modeling, and safety analysis. Bob, welcome back to Central Time.
Hi, Rob. Thanks for having me.
Well, why did we see cities like Milwaukee and Madison and others around the country make this change, closing down streets completely or in part to vehicle traffic?
Well, the most recent change really has to do with the inspiration of making sure our communities are as healthy as possible in response to COVID-19, making sure that people have space to physically separate from each other. That includes expanding out on where people might be from sidewalks and trails. One thing that we saw in March and April in our region and in many other parts of the country were very high trail counts. Our trail counts were 50 to 100% higher around our region than they were the year before in March and April. And so there's just many people trying to get out, but it's really important that they have more physical distance with them, between them, so that they wouldn't spread the coronavirus.
Now, Milwaukee's campaign is called Active Streets. How did they decide, how do communities like this decide, you know, which streets or which lanes they can get some mileage out of by closing them down?
Well, there's a couple of factors that they think about. One has to do with the type of street, that is, places that are not, they're not main thoroughfares. These are mostly residential streets where there's many people who'd want to get out for a walk, many who are working at home, many who just don't have that much space to get out to a local park. These streets, especially in Milwaukee, have been chosen so that they could connect people from their houses to a nearby park and to take advantage of that open space and have plenty of space along the way to get there. There are other cities around the country that I think weren't even as deliberate as the city of Milwaukee was about making sure that they were spread throughout neighborhoods across the city, serving people of all income, all racial backgrounds. And so the city here did a great job of thinking about equity when they were choosing their locations as well.
On the flip side, some people might hear this and think, wait a minute, I got to make sure I can drive to my work, my house, whatever. How do they make sure they aren't cutting off important lanes for people who need to drive in them?
For sure. Emergency vehicles are allowed through these streets. People who need to get to their homes, they're very much allowed to use the streets in a car. Delivery vehicles, they are still open to those sorts of traffic. They're just closed to through vehicle traffic, and so basically open to everybody else who's on foot, on bicycle, on rollerblades, et cetera. So, yes, safety and essential workers and emergency vehicles are very important to keep going these days. So they made sure not to impact those, as well as bus routes. Those are not locations where you have these types of streets.
And we've talked some about Wisconsin's two biggest cities. Is this something that small or mid-sized communities could benefit from as well?
It is. It has been less common in some of the smaller villages and towns. But in other parts of the country, there are smaller cities that are looking at this sort of type of change, not always in just the residential street, but also looking at their commercial areas and where they might expand sidewalk space by removing automobile parking from the curbside and extending a place for outdoor dining. There's several tourist towns, Exeter, New Hampshire, Rockland, Maine, Port Townsend, Washington. These are places that have done street changes like this. But they're very small types of communities. They're not the big cities.
Talking to Robert Schneider from the UW-Milwaukee Department of Urban Planning, looking at some communities in Wisconsin and around the country closing some lanes of traffic or some streets to only local vehicle traffic to open up more room for people to walk and bike, happening largely in response to the COVID-19 outbreak as people, you know, want to get some exercise outside but don't want to be too packed in on that sidewalk. Bob, is this something you think might take? It might continue even hopefully sooner than later when we're not as worried about COVID-19?
Yeah, there's been some positive evidence from the San Francisco Bay Area where some of the first active streets initiatives were in place. Oakland, California has now done about 20 miles of what they call their slow street network. And that has received a fairly positive response from the community. 75% of people who've been surveyed were saying, yes, this is a good thing. And so the city is looking at doing a more permanent version of these slow streets, which is related to some planning efforts that have been going on for a number of years in quite a few cities around the country. Not just Oakland, but places like Portland, Seattle, Minneapolis. These are places that have planned things called neighborhood greenways or bicycle boulevards. And these are basically the same sort of concept where it's a slow speed residential street. Local traffic is still allowed, but cut through automobile traffic is discouraged. And so we see lots of bicycling and lots of positive response from neighbors for these types of neighborhood greenways. Milwaukee is actually planning a couple of them. Madison has several. East Mifflin Street is an example that's currently being used as a slow street. So as planning is going on for neighborhood greenways, there's an advantage. There's the ability to take advantage of that planning and say, hey, let's do this fairly quickly on a temporary basis and see how well it works.
We've talked to you in the past, Bob, about the risk of bicycle fatalities in Wisconsin and a study you were involved in, I think, that showed, you know, a huge percentage of drivers don't slow down for pedestrians at crosswalks. Is there, do you think, a culture shift we need to make sure that, you know, people in getting around in ways other than in cars are safe and have space on our roadways?
Yes, this is the active streets that are happening here in Milwaukee and slow streets in other parts of the country are part of a broader rethinking of how we use our streets, which are truly public spaces. So we as a community ultimately get to decide how we want our streets to be used. And through public discussion and ultimately testing out some different ways of using streets, we can explore more creative ways than just saying, well, every street should be for moving cars as fast as possible. These active streets are a way of testing out an option that allows people to be walking and biking more in the street and says basically through signage, automobiles, you're not the priority on this street. It's people walking and people biking. That itself is sending a message that the social norm for this particular street is a little bit different than others. And, you know, it really remains to be seen how much people will like this. But so far, the results from Oakland, you know, my local neighborhood here, which has two of them, two of the active streets, has had a very positive response. And drivers, as I've been going along with my kids along the street, one, my four-year-old, she rides on her tricycle, or sorry, her bike with training wheels, and 1.5-year-old rides on his tricycle. As we're in the street, cars go very slowly behind us, and they ring their bells, and we wave, and, you know, there's a really nice social interaction that happens, of course, at a physical distance, but a nice community interaction happening there.
We'll leave it there. Bob, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks very much.
That's Robert Schneider, associate professor in the UW-Milwaukee Department of Urban Planning. He specializes in sustainable transportation, modeling, and safety analysis. He joined us to talk about cities in Wisconsin and elsewhere closing down some streets or lanes to most vehicle traffic and opening them up for people to walk, run, and bike.